time for another Castle Country Focus interview. This is a school update on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning, I have Mr. Keith Palmer. He is the principal at Creekview Elementary, the new principal this year. We're going to talk a little bit about some of his background and some of the things that are going on over at Creekview. Mr. Palmer, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Creekview, and let's give people a little bit of a background into yourself first.
So I grew up in Price my whole life. I taught for 11 years at Ma Harmon. I taught math there. I've always loved Price and was thrilled to be able to come here and teach right after I graduated from SUU, and then I've worked over the last couple of years to get my master's, and then was just happy to know there was openings right away and I could get right into an opportunity to be a principal, and I'm excited to be at Creekview. Some of what attracted me to Creekview, of all the schools that were open, was their STEM focus. As a math teacher, that was interesting to me to want to go in and see what they were doing. So,
and that seems to be a big focus in a lot of the schools now, is that STEM. Let's talk a little bit about what STEM is for those that may not know.
So STEM's a focus on science, technology, engineering, and math, and we try to integrate it into all other areas. So even with the push on reading, we try to use STEM to leverage students wanting to read, and I really think a lot of it's just good teaching.
It's just relating those things into other subjects.
Yeah, so we'll read about STEM areas, and we'll, even in math, we'll try to connect it to the other areas in science and technology and not just learn
and
math.
And maybe they'll pick up on something and not even realize that they're picking up on it.
Yeah, that's what we hope, so.
All right, so this is your first year as a principal, correct?
Yes.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on at Creekview this fall.
So the beginning of the year has just been busy getting going. We made a few just minor adjustments. We've brought in a new behavior system to try to do a better job of encouraging students with the right behaviors. So we have really made a big push to reward them every time they meet expectations and make sure they know they're doing the right thing. Doing drawings and different things with the kids to get them excited. So that's been a big push. We've gone away from the house system that used to be there and have gone to what we're calling we're calling them teams, and they're working together to achieve excellence and not competing against each other, but just trying to build unity with grades, K through 5 together on these teams. And that's been a good positive change that we've done, and that's taken a lot of our time. But the other big things is we continue to work on reading. That's still the big push. I know it's been talked about a lot.
Well, and it has. And you know what? The great thing about it was when the superintendent came in and joined us at the beginning of the year, he brought in a lot of evidence to support that this reading program is working. And I don't know, what's it like as far as at Creekview?
It really is working. The second year is exciting. I wonder what it will be like in a few years, but we're already dealing with a different situation. Mm-hmm. The number of students that are coming into a grade level already reading at the level they're supposed to is increasing and is allowing us to focus on, have more focus on those students that are not yet on grade level, but there's less and less of them all the time. I mean, just as one example, last year, leaving fifth grade, we only had 18 students who had maxed out on the reading scale that we use. To begin this year, we have 38 before we've even started. So it's just a lot less students we're even worried about, and we're already seeing those kinds of gains across every grade level, and we'll continue to see that as I go to the next grade level. On level, there's less and less work to be done. So
right, and that was the one thing too that the superintendent said, is that that's kind of the one that drives the car, is they've noticed that when the students can read at their grade level, that they can excel in everything else. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, I think if a student can read, they can learn anything.
Right.
Even as a math teacher at the middle school, students who struggled reading struggled with math because they couldn't enter into the story problem and understand. They couldn't understand the directions fully. It just really handicapped even an area that would seem completely unrelated. It's going to drive them in all ways. He calls it the the focus, it's going to rise the tide of all other boats.
Right, that's what he uses.
And I think it is true. And the kids are excited about it. They want to get to reading level. And so everyone's on board, teachers, I mean, even down to our paraprofessional aides that are there, they all are striving very hard to see every student be able to read.
And that's great news as far as across the board, really.
It is.
Now, have you got any events coming up at Creekview or anything like that that's planned?
We don't have anything concrete right now. I wish I could give some big event. We're working still on continuing our engineering night and our science fair and literacy night and things that have been done in the past, but we've not yet focused on one day for any of those events. But those are still up and coming, and we are excited about continuing those things. And our parents are very supportive down at Creekview, and we want to continue to bring them into the school. But we've kind of got caught up in the beginning of the year things and have not got those details worked out yet.
But. Right, and that's another thing that you brought up too is you know, volunteering in schools is huge. And when my kids were in elementary, I volunteered as much as I could. And I think that is one of the great things that people can do if they have the time is get into their kids' schools and volunteer. If they wanted to do that, how could they do that?
So really, if they're in the classroom with the teacher, any parent can come anytime and just work out with the teacher the best time to be there. But I often see parents that are reading with students, you know, and pulling kids so they can work in smaller groups. If they want to volunteer in a greater role, there's new rules about background checks and things to protect our kids mm-hmm. that we need to do before they can do that. But they can come and talk to us anytime, and we'll set them up. That's been the biggest difference for me, I think, coming from a middle school to a elementary school, is the number of parents we see in the school.
Right.
It tends to dissipate as they get older, but they love to be in the schools in elementary school, and that's really helpful, and it's awesome to see them involved.
All right. Well, Mr. Palmer, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. Good luck throughout the school year, and we'll be talking again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.